Hey everybody, it's the 21st of July, and we are working our way through a verse out of each chapter of Proverbs. We're in the 21st day of July in the 21st chapter of Proverbs. So the 13th verse is talking about the calling that we have to take care of the poor. Watch this. It says, "If a man shuts his ears to the cry of the poor, he too will cry out and not be answered." Whew, those are strong words, aren't they? We know that over in the New Testament, in Matthew 25, Jesus talks about taking care of the poor and talking about whatever we've done for the least of these, my brothers, we've done for him. And so I think that it's important for us not to be so focused on what we have, but to be focused on what we give. And there are poor people in our communities. There are poor people who have very little. And I want to encourage you with me to find people who are really struggling to make it and to bless them. You know, we could all lose everything. There's stories all over the place of people who had it all and then lost everything. And I think that in America, it's hard, but I know for many of us, having our very basic needs met. I read a quote today that says, you know, I want to be financially secure enough that when I'm standing at the gas pump, I can just look off into space and hear the birds sing while my car is filling up with gas, instead of focusing on how many dollars of gas I'm putting into my car. But you know, there are people, and maybe someone listening to this is in that position where we just don't have, and we have very little, and we don't have to look very far to find people who are struggling. So I want to just ask God today with you to point these people out to us, and then to just guide us in what to do about it. Let's pray. Lord, we don't live in this big city with food kitchens and homeless people all over the streets, but Lord, we know, and we know that there are people in our own community who are struggling greatly financially and with the very sustenance, the very basics, air conditioning in their homes, food on their tables, being able to take care of their children because of what they don't have. And so, Lord, we know that you have called us. Jesus, you yourself called us to take care of the poor. And it's so easy for us to make excuses. It's so easy for us to decide why the people are in the situation they're in, or to pick apart what they spend the little they have on, or maybe the habits that they have. And it's really easy to judge. But Jesus, you never told us to judge those who don't have. You told us to provide for them. And Lord, this is a hard issue for us. And would you remind us that you don't make it negotiable to take care of those who are in need. So Lord, as you place people and situations in front of us, would you just impress on our hearts what to do about those situations? Lord, whether it's a person that we drive by that's sitting begging on the side of the road, whether it's some family that we know of or that we know about, whether it's somebody going through terrible financial difficulties because of medical expenses, whatever it is, Lord, we agree to follow you in whatever you nudge us to do. And so, Lord, nudge us, and we will follow your lead. And may we not count the cost when it comes to helping others who have less. Thank you, Lord, that you promise us you'll always take care of us, you'll never leave us or forsake us, and that we're not to store up treasures on earth, but we're to store up treasures in heaven. Thank you, Lord, for being our treasure. In Jesus' name, amen.